OK, veuillez accueillir maintenant la femme de Mohamed Arkat. Pour ceux qui ne connaissent pas le cas, Mohamed est en prison depuis 2 ans maintenant sur un certificat de sécurité. Sophie Arkat.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Bonjour à tous. On September 11th, 2001, over 3,000 people died when the USA was attacked. Le 11 septembre 2001, au-delà de 3,000 personnes ont été tuées lors des attentats contre les États-Unis. Since then, thousands more around the world are suffering due to the war on terrorism. Depuis, des milliers de gens autour du monde souffrent des effets de la guerre contre le terrorisme. My husband, Mohamed Arkat, is a victim in result of that day. He was arrested on December the 10th, 2002, Human Rights Day, 2 years ago, and has been detained without any charges. He was arrested by CSIS under a security certificate which allows to detain someone without giving access to any of the evidence for security measures. We and our legal team have been kept in the dark. Mon mari, Mohamed Arkat, est une victime du système créé après le 11 septembre. Il a été arrêté le 10 décembre 2002 lors de la Journée des droits humains, il y a déjà 2 ans. Il est détenu sans aucune charge. Il a été arrêté par le service des renseignements secrets qui permet la détention sans charge et sans accès à la preuve. Mes avocats et notre famille, on est dans le noir. My family has been going through hell for the past 2 years. My husband's life is at stake. He will be deported, then tortured, and killed because he is labeled a terrorist in the eyes of the Canadian government. In the weeks ahead, the federal court judge will decide if she has reasonable grounds to believe that my husband is, might, or will be involved in acts of terrorism in the past, in the present, or in the future. Dans les prochaines semaines, une juge de la Cour fédérale prendra une décision sur des doutes raisonnables de croire que peut-être il était ou il sera un terroriste dans le passé, dans le présent et dans le futur. Today, I stand in solidarity with 5 Muslim men who are being detained in Canadian jails under security certificates. I have a special thought today for Mohamed Majoub, Mahmoud Jabala, Hassan Hamre, Adil Sharkawi, and my own husband, Mohamed Arkat, and all the others around the world who have been affected by the Bush regime and the war on terrorism. So many around the world have continued to suffer since Bush has declared the war on terror. Plusieurs personnes autour du monde continuent à souffrir dû à la guerre contre le terrorisme et George Bush. Help us save lives. We need to reunite these men with their families, with their kids. Tell the Canadian government that these men deserve a fair and independent trial with access to the evidence and put an end to secret trials in Canada. Demandez au gouvernement de mettre fin au procès secret. Please go online. We need your support. We need you to sign a petition. We have a really big event on December the 10th, which will put us on the map. Go to the No War Pair website /action, sign our petition. Signez notre pétition en ligne sur le No War Pair /action sur le site web. Visitez notre site web. Signez notre pétition. En plus, on top of that, we have spent thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars for my husband's legal defense. I don't think the bucket I have today is large enough, but everybody could spare a dollar or some change today. We need to raise $1,000 for legal fees next week. My husband will be in court to decide his fate from the 6th to the 10th. Some of you are available. We are at the Supreme Court building on 9:30 in the morning from the 6th to the 10th. We ask supporters to come and sit through the trial. S'il vous plaît, faites un don. S'il vous plaît, faites un don à la cause parce qu'on a dépensé des milliers de dollars déjà pour les frais d'avocat et I can't do it all by myself. So thank you very much for your continued support. Those of you who have not been involved, please get involved. We have 5 men to save. And please, please tell the government we need to abolish security certificates. Taking away human rights on war on terror is not the answer. I'd like to finish off with a musical piece which I think represents me very well. Some of you might find it cheesy, but I think it represents me very well. So I'd like to end on that musical note. Thank you.